Hey there, bestie. Finally, a girls' night in. It seems like it's been forever since we've done this. This has been a crazy year, and we definitely needed this night. Did you invite anyone else? Ah, understandable. Well, we can have fun, just the two of us. So, I got the face masks, a must need, the terrible rom-coms, just so we can cringe at them, and I obviously got my entire bedroom in this bag. I know, I didn't need to bring every little thing, but what would this night be if I didn't have all my blankets, all my pillows, and all my stuffed animals, right? So, are we going to be in your living room or will we go up to the bedroom? Living room? Great. That means more room and we can just lay on the floor. Did you make the piña coladas? Ah, perfect. Remember how your mom would make us the Kool-Aid when we were kids? It's so weird how we've been having these nights since we were 12, and so much has changed in the 10 years. We went from talking about the new cute guy on the Disney Channel to who we've been talking to through Facebook. Oh gosh. So, shall we start setting up? Perfect. I'll set up the pillows and blankets, and you can get the snacks. Ah, girls' night is in full effect. So, what have you been up to since the last time we've done this? It must have been about, what, a year? Yeah, we've been insanely busy, and then this pandemic happened. Oh, you've been working from home? How's that been? I mean, that's kind of good. You can work in your PJs and just sort of wake up late. And you don't have to worry about putting gas in your car every other day. Don't you just remember how we would complain about the projects and homework assignments we had in school? My goodness. How we wish we could go back to those problems. So, tell me, have you been talking to any new guys lately? No? Taking a break? Oh, you have your eye on someone, but you're not sure if they're interested. Want to tell me more about this person? Oh, it's a girl. I don't think you've ever told me anything about you liking girls. Oh, you just realized you are into girls. Oh, no. I am not uncomfortable with that. You like who you like, and no one has any right to tell you not to. Can I take a guess on who it is? Rebecca. No? Oh, well. I only named her because I remember our last night. You two were a little touchy-touchy. Which I thought was so cute. Let me guess. Can you give me a hint? She's a close friend. Oh, I know. Maria. No? Not her. Well, I don't know. Who is it? Tell me. Oh, it's me. Okay, I was way off. No. I am not freaked out at all. No. It's just, I just never saw you in that way, nor have I ever been into girls. I'm just a little shocked by that, if I'm gonna be honest. No, I'm seriously not weirded out. Please know that. Well, I never had a girl tell me her feelings for me and not really sure how to react. Is it okay if I asked you a question? Well, when did you realize you have feelings for me? Not too sure. Well, I am flattered, but I'm really not sure how to react to this. I do love our friendship and the memories we made together, but I never thought of taking it any further with you. Hey, listen. This isn't a rejection, I promise. This is more of a, don't even know what this is. Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we can try this out, I guess? Go on dates and stuff. See what happens. I'm not promising a romantic relationship or anything like that. Just like a trial run or something. Oh, that didn't seem like the most appropriate thing to say. You want to? Okay then. Then let's consider this night our first date then. You want to tell me something else? Well, what is it? You didn't invite the others because you wanted to tell me this tonight. I'm not mad at all. That's completely fine. Well, I guess cuddle up to me? No, yeah. Cuddle up to me, come on. This feels nice. Okay. Let's put on a bad movie, and you are allowed to fall asleep on my chest if you need to.